I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Colombia's guerrilla and criminal groups have long been persecutors of the church, but there's been a break in the action. Global Advance's David Shibley says that's why they held a frontline shepherds conference in Medellin this month. Church leaders got the boost they needed.
Many of these young people told me that because of this week, they want to commit themselves to missionary service.
Shibley says in addition to a gospel sending force, pastors made another commitment.
I challenged and encouraged them to plant at least one new church within the next 12 months, and many hundreds of those pastors responded to do so.
Next, World Hope International is training people how to fight human trafficking in Liberia. Their work in the country has drawn notice. The government and the United Nations recently released a report detailing the state of the problem in Liberia. In it, they praised World Hope International and their faith-based partners for their steady progress in this area. Keep praying for the teams. Through their work, they're living out the gospel, sharing the love of Christ for people, and sharing their Christian faith. And there are over 300,000 victims of human trafficking in the United States alone. MNN's Elisa Whiteman reports.
The number of U.S. slaves has risen exponentially in the last 10 years, but modern-day abolitionist York Moore says if this tolerance continues, in a generation or two, we'll see complete acceptance of the modern-day slave trade.
Change the hearts and minds of women and men across the country, we are going to have to tap into God's spiritual power through the person of Christ.
InterVarsity Christian Fellowship will do just that at its Price of Life Invitational in April. This is Elisa Whiteman, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.